You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Dale Gibson with you on the latest edition, looking ahead to Friday's action. There's racing on Friday from Lingfield, Newbury, Sedgefield, Kempton on the evening, Dundalk on the evening, and there's also a card at Navan through the course of the afternoon over in Ireland. So plenty to look forward to on Friday. Something for everybody, if you like. We're going to focus on two contests at Kempton shortly. But first things first, Mr. Gibson, good afternoon and welcome to the Racing Podcast.
Good to see you, Alex. Yep. And really looking forward to the start of the turf at Doncaster. Had a really good 4 days at the Cheltenham Festival. And I can't believe we're at the end of March. Where's the year gone already? Absolutely crazy. It's flowing by. Probably because we're all getting older, that every day's whizzing by at a million miles an hour. But loads of racing coming up to get our teeth stuck into.
There is indeed. And I know that people always make the sort of, oh, the Lincoln's just around the corner. But it genuinely, it's what, a matter of 10 days? Less than that. 8 days off the back of the festival finishing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's because of Easter. Some people say it's too early. We can't change Easter, I'm afraid. Some people have said, well, perhaps we need a defined date for the Lincoln, the Grand National, etc. Maybe that will come in the next 2 or 3 years. But I think if that does happen, people are going to have to be very bold and accept it that occasionally one of those races will be run on Easter Saturday. Maybe that has to happen. We'll have to see what happens with the planners and everything else. But it's always a great race, the Lincoln. The Doncaster Festival, Saturday, Sunday, is always a very good couple of days. However, the following day, there's no flat racing. This is the issue. This is the issue. And again, there's a lot of water to flow under the bridge before we get April right going forward.
We do have the declarations through as we record this for Saturday at Doncaster. Of course, the Lincoln, the Spring Mile, the Camage Trophy, the Doncaster Mile, and of course the Brocklesby. Mm-hmm. Throw that in the mix as well. Just looking at the lineup for the Brocklesby, obviously the normal contenders are there. You can see there's Mick Shannon, Declan Carroll, David Evans, Richard Fahey, and Bill Turner, of course.
Absolutely.
There's one for George Baker, who's already had a run.
Yes.
Now, I can't find out. Or can I find out? Let's just have a look. That was at Saint-Cloud.
Yep.
Surely that's a... Well, she was beaten 31 and a quarter lengths.
Yeah, so I think she has to improve somewhat to feature. It was 4 furlong race.
It's just interesting, though, that we say, oh, it's the early two-year-olds. Well, she's already been out.
She's already been out.
It's got to help in some way. And Jason Watson on board, claiming 7.
I think it'll have to improve somewhat to win. But it's always an interesting race. Good horse won it last year, Santry, which was ridden by Neil Varley, trained by Declan Carroll. Declan can get one ready and knows what he's doing with these sharp early types, but always an interesting race, the Brocklesby.
And that race will look so different compared to everything else that our eyes are accustomed to seeing, as it always does. We're just going to have a quick mention on the two feature contests, if you like, or at least the two main betting contests. The 225 is the Spring Mile, 21 of them going down to post for this one. Yep. Now, it's going to be hard to pinpoint a winner, Dale. If you've got anything, then by all means shout up. But, I mean, this race would be difficult in the height of summer, wouldn't it? But the fact that it's on soft ground, and I was doing the maths outside earlier, I think there's only 8 horses that arrive here having had a run in the last 100 days of a field of 21. Mm-hmm. And of those 8, I think I'm right in saying, only 2 of them finished in the first 3 last time out. I mean, do you want to be coming here in good form? Do you want to be coming here fresh?
Yeah.
Do you want to be coming here off the back of a hard season? It's
Yeah, you want to come here fresh. You want to come here fresh.
So you're saying that horses that have been campaigned on the all-weather, probably not?
That is the only horse I would say that you want to keep in line with is Big Country, Michael Appleby, Sylvester D'Souza, just because he's gone forward at the right time. He won at Wolverhampton a couple of weeks ago.
That's in the Lincoln this week.
He's in the Lincoln, apologies.
Yep. No, it's fine. We're talking about both. We're not looking at... I could not sit you down a few hours after the decks and say, find me the winner of that. Because, to be honest, you could look forever.
Interesting runner would be Bravery. Right down the bottom. He's just squeezed in. He won the race last year off a mark of 100.
Mm.
He's in here off a mark of 95. Very, very interesting that he's having another crack. Fresh, hasn't run this year. So he's been aimed at this event. So he's definitely one to keep on the sheet. As is, and I'm not quite sure what price he is, but you're going to tell me in a minute. Mm-hmm. Ryan Moore and Fire Brigade. Because there's plenty going for him. There's been plenty of money for him. I know Ryan was keen on getting on this horse as early as mid-February. So obviously the vibes were strong about him in Newmarket, that he wintered well, was going well, fitting well. He'll like the ground. He's only a four-year-old. 11 to 2, I believe.
Market leader, 11 to 2, Fire Brigade for the Lincoln.
The other horse, and you did say I could have a few selections.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's a very good horse, but will he defy top weight first time out? He's off a mark of 107. That is Lord Glitters. Potentially better over 7 furlongs and a mile. He needs a strong gallop, but ridden by the excellent Daniel Tudhope, who won on Bravery last year, he's got to enter calculations. I know that he also had an entry in the mile Doncaster Stakes, the preceding race, didn't run. So they've obviously thought, well, we'll have a bash at the handicap instead because it's worth nearly three times as much.
Mm.
That's what they're going for. The difficulty is just knowing whether he can give weight away.
Yes.
Because he would have been running level weights in the listed race. Mm. But he's a very good horse, Lord Glitters. He's only a five-year-old and he's one to keep on side. You're probably going to want to nail me down to a selection, aren't you?
No, I'll give you two against the field.
Okay. I'll go with Bravery.
Yeah.
Throw him in the mix.
16 to 1, Bravery.
16 to 1. And do I go Big Country at 12s or do I go the Plunge Horse Fire Brigade? I think we'll dial 999 and go for Fire Brigade.
Okay, 11 to 2 at the time of recording, Fire Brigade and Bravery 16 to 1. Two darts thrown by Dale Gibson in the Lincoln. If you are looking for a bet on the Camage Trophy, the Doncaster Mile, the Lincoln and the Spring Mile, they are already priced up on the William Hill website. The Spring Mile, Tack Deer and What's the Story 11 to 2 joint favourites, 6 to 1 original choice and 8s and bigger the rest. But
Wide open. What absolute. I mean, listen, both races are wide open.
Yeah.
But, boy, it's very much a case of just be careful in both races.
Certainly looking forward, though, to the start of the flat season. Will, as we said, be something very different, as it always is at this time of year. But we're going to turn our attention now to two contests at Kempton Park coming up on Friday night. The 7:45 and the 8:15, the two races that Dale has chosen to look at. The 7:45 is a handicap over a mile. Now, a few of these are arriving here in pretty good form, Dale. A few of them have been badly out of form and certainly need to bounce back here, but it's not the worst contest by any means.
I like the shape of this race. Yeah. Let's hope they all run. Professor didn't run at Kempton Park on Wednesday night. I don't know why, so just keep an eye out on him, whether he's going to actually show up tonight. But I do like Oud Metha Bridge, likely to go off favourite. Won pretty well at Kempton Park a month ago. Shelley Burkett taking off a valuable £3. And I just think the change of scene now with Julia Fielden, who places her horses so well, that £4 rise in the weights shouldn't inconvenience Oud Metha Bridge. And move from Ed Dunlop's at the back end of last year.
Mm.
And I just like the make and shape of this one. And,
it can just be, can't it, after you, when you get a horse that does move. It doesn't necessarily have to be from a big stable to a small one or a small one to a big one.
It's the change of scene.
Just merely the fact that you
change
just
of
wakes
scene
them up a bit.
That is actually the main ingredient to these horses finding their form, finding their rhythm, getting a little bit of confidence. And it's quite important that you look at horses that move if they've still got a level of ability.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're going to suddenly come back right and win, you know, four or five. But Oud Metha Bridge, for me, nicely drawn. There's question marks about a number of the opposition. They've been out of form or haven't run for a wee while. and question marks about them. And you know that Old Method Bridge is going to be fit and likes the track and is nicely drawn, makes the running, is uncomplicated. I think it's got a really good chance.
Plenty of ticks in boxes for Old Method Bridge in the 7:45. The 8:15 is a handicap over a mile and a half. And this is a fascinating race, isn't it, Dale? Because you've got a real mix here of proven stayers, maybe not so proven stayers. And again, some who arrive here at the top of their form, some that are very much on retrieval missions.
Yeah, absolutely. Or have had quite a considerable layoff. Mutara's been off for 447 days. Even trained by Ian Williams, who's so adept at keeping these horses right and fresh, you have to have a slight doubt about whether he's absolutely A1 on his return to the racetrack. But again, I'm going to go with course and distance form with a trainer who's had a good winter, and that is Native Fighter, round about 4-1, ridden by Sheen Murphy, nicely weighted, one last time off a mark of 69. £5 higher, is only a four-year-old, is going forward at the right time. Plenty to like about Native Fighter.
And Simon Dow, I think I'm right, had a brace last night at Kempton, had a double.
Yep, he did. He did. So his horses are in good form, coming here with confidence. Question marks about a number of the opposition. And I just think that Native Fighter will give you a really good run for your money. Round about 4-1 shot.
There are four horses in the race that won last time out, Native Fighter being one of them. The other three all have now not been seen for 100 days or more since that win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is a concern, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes you, even though if you're on the back of a win, but you've had, you know, 3 months, you're starting again with them.
Yeah.
So you're refreshing what you've got. It's hard to keep a horse on the boil that has maybe had a series of runs, and obviously they had that winter break, if you like, to freshen themselves up for the following year. But I'll go along with an inform horse from an inform yard, Native Fighter.
Good stuff, Dale. Right, well, make sure you tune in, listeners, to William Hill Racing Radio tomorrow for all of the action. Thank you, Mr. Gibson.
Pleasure, thank you.
And we'll speak to you soon on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.